Proclamation number 7999 of 21st of September, 1961. Mission of the Last Disciples. You, my last disciples of the end times, I address you especially, for you shall help to complete the work. You should completely surrender yourselves to me. You should not pay attention to what is going on in the world. You should only pay attention to what you feel in your heart. You should listen to me whenever and wherever I speak to you. I have brought you together so that you will become aware of the great task you still have to accomplish before the end. I myself work with and in each one of you, and each one of you will be allowed to experience me, and one shall lift himself up by the other, for each one will need spiritual strength which, however, will also flow to him abundantly from me at all times. And always feel yourselves as pillars of my kingdom, as cornerstones of my church, which I myself founded on earth. I sent you to earth for the sake of this mission, for I need you in the last days before the end. My spirit must be able to work in you and my will must be proclaimed to people on earth. They shall be allowed to hear my word in its purest form, and my flow of grace shall be poured out upon people who are of good will. And therefore I need mediators on earth who allow my spirit's working in them, who have voluntarily offered themselves to me to administer this mediatorial office. I bless you for this, for earth is not a blissful abode for you who have descended from the kingdom of light in order to serve me. But I need strong pillars who resist my adversary, who do not fear him when he takes action against them. I need supporters who are intimately united with me and therefore are also active on earth out of my strength. And each one of you will fulfill the task to which he has voluntarily offered himself. But you should know that my will sent you to earth and that therefore your ways are also determined by me, that you always think in accordance with my will and that your actions are also guided by my will. Therefore always trust in my strength which is also powerful in the weak. For you will be called to account when the final battle of faith breaks out. But then you will never be alone, nor will you ever need to worry about what you will say, for I myself will put the words into your mouth, and you truly need not fear the adversary, for I stand by your side and me he flees. And because I myself am present to you, you no longer know earthly fear. My light in you shines so brightly that a holy peace comes over you and you now also know about your origin and blissfully await the hour when you may return home to me again, to your father's house. But before that your mission has to be finished, for a time of tribulation will come upon the earth where you can still provide much help if you don't find open resistance. And this help is the supply of my word, the result of my direct address, which is blessed with my strength. I still want to address many people because I know that they will then succumb to my illumination of love, that they will turn to me and still try to detach themselves from my adversary before the end. And I know about all these possibilities, and I use you wherever a soul is open to my word. And I will also provide you with strength for as long as you shall serve me on earth. I will take over your guidance in all earthly matters, I will take your earthly worries upon myself, and you shall only carelessly hand yourselves over to me and do what you feel impelled to do, for this is always my will which I place within you and which you will also make your own. For the time is coming to an end. A short while yet and my arm will intervene and create a tremendous change which will have a spiritual and earthly effect. But love for my living creations will still do everything beforehand to save them from ruin. And this love of mine has also brought you together so that you recognize each other and know about your outcome. 9/21, 1961. You'll work out of my strength because love is in you, which lets me myself be present in you. And thus my will is also predominant in you who devote yourselves to me and want to serve me. Yet your service for me and my kingdom starts to become extremely difficult, for worldly circumstances will not remain as they are, and then great strength and a strong will is required in order to master all opposition on the part of those who serve my adversary. And one should strengthen himself on the other, for at times weaknesses will also attack you when you see how little your fellow human beings allow themselves to be impressed when they are offered spiritual food. When you speak to them in my name, you descended to earth of your own free will in order to assist humanity in greatest spiritual adversity. You are like oases in a spiritual desert, and every wanderer will find rest and refreshment for his soul with you. But your fellow human beings are chasing a mirage, and they pass you by except for a few, to whom you can now impart food and drink on my behalf. A pure, clear spring lets the freshest water of life flow out, and everyone may draw from the spring. No matter where I have opened the spring of life for you, where my spirit can break through, there the connection with me is also evident, and there my blessing will also be obvious, because I embrace all with my love who are united with me in spirit and in truth. And my guidance and direction is truly obvious. Nothing happens without my will or my permission. And my love knows your will at all times, which is meant for me alone. And much blessing will emanate from you because love impels you to your vineyard work. Love will also ensure success, because love is a strength which never remains without effect. Love will overcome many resistance and penetrate your fellow human beings' hearts, providing they have not already fallen prey to the adversary, that their will is completely opposed to me and they are then hostile towards you. Then all effort would be in vain. Then turn away from them and go into silence, and request strength from me for renewed activity for me and my kingdom. And in the close bond with me you will also be shown again and again the path you should take in order to bring salvation to the souls in spiritual adversity. My strength will flow towards you, I will speak to you, your hearts will beat towards me with love because they are filled with love for me and for your neighbor. But you will also very soon realize how little time humanity is still granted, for you, who serve me, you also know about my plan of salvation from eternity. You know what lies ahead for earth and humanity, and you also know that the time is fulfilled. But you also know about my love and that it truly protects you even when the world is threatening you. For I need you, my disciples of the last days, and I will be your constant companion on all your paths, and you will be able to work with me and my strength. Amen.